Back here on Downtown Celtics Time, let's talk a little C's. John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, and the Locked On Celtics podcast with us this afternoon. And, well, let's start with last night. Nice win over the Heat. A little second quarter bump in the road, but a good start and a pretty good finish.
Yeah, you know, they overcame a little bit of a run there by the Heat. I think early on, the Celtics were actually not particularly sharp defensively. And it took Miami a little while to get going and hit shots. Once they started doing that in the second quarter, I think some of their defensive deficiencies were highlighted. Ime calls that timeout with the game tied at 32. An unhappy Ime Udoka, let's say, when he called that timeout. But Celtics responded, and to their credit, like they are responding when they are challenged now, when they're by the coach at least, and. They're still having hiccups. They're still having their lapses from time to time. Some of it I think it's starting to look like a little more like the natural, hey, every team's going to have make a run and every team's going to have a little lull in the game. So starting to get minimized a lot of these mistakes. Of course, that's easy to say against some not so great competition in a Miami team that, despite being the top seed, came in without Jimmy Butler, without Kyle Lowry.
And also last night, boy, the boys, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, they seem at times like that to just elevate their game.
Yeah, I think, you know, once the shots start falling for them, it makes obviously a huge difference, right? It's not like it's not rocket science. When the shots start to fall at just a normal clip, these guys are different, and that's, I think, what the Celtics have been counting on. When they came into the season, I think they're, you know, the big thing that they were thinking was, all right, we know we're not a finished product. We know we're taking some wild swings with Hernan Gomez and even Schroeder, but as long as the Jays play their normal basketball, we'll be okay. And they haven't played normal basketball. They've been hurt. They've had COVID, and they have struggled, I think, to find that consistency. Now the shots are starting to fall, and now we're starting to see what the plan really is. And I think it's really starting to fall into the stuff that I was saying here on your show before the season, that as long as Jaylen and Jason can play well, they're okay. If they stay healthy, they're okay. Marcus Smart can be the point guard. We've seen that. They can't withstand any injuries to their major players in either of the Jays, and we've seen that. They could be a really good defensive team. We've seen that for sure. And they're better than what we've seen. And I think now that they're at full health, we're starting to see a little bit more of that promise start to show itself.
John Corrales with us here on Downtown. Some other tidbits from last night. Just another really strong performance. Marcus Smart did a little of everything well last night, and he's been playing terrifically since he came back.
Yeah, and I think for Smart, the number that stands out to me is the 9 shots. Because he was 4 of 7 from 3, and normally when Marcus Smart is 4 of 7 from 3, that number is the shot attempts usually fly up, right? When he's shooting that well, over 50%, usually he's taking like 15, 16 three-pointers, right? But again, this goes back to the consistency of the lineups. When you have the 2 Jays and your 2 bigs, and Marcus Smart is there, and his job is to try to orchestrate that offense with those guys. He understands that, yeah, when the ball moves a bunch and he catches the ball in the corner and he has an opportunity to get an open shot, he can take those. But to only take 9 shots on a night where he was feeling it is, I think, a big sign that Smart is playing the right way, playing that point guard role, and the assists have been great. The overall numbers from him in his return, the plus minus is off the charts. He's a plus 138 in 10 games played in January, which is just a monster number to outscore the team by 138 points by that much. Smart's playing the point guard role extraordinarily well.
Also, a nice contribution off the bench last night from Josh Richardson.
Yeah, a stabilizing guy off the bench is, you know, that's important. The Celtics bench has struggled a lot, and they, you know, against New Orleans, they were not good. And, you know, when you get outscored by a shorthanded New Orleans Pelicans bench, that's a problem. And the Celtics bench has been problematic from time to time, but Richardson can come in and can hit some shots and can get to the rim, can finish strongly, can hold guys off. There was a great finish where he finished with his left hand, drives down the right side, crosses over, kind of extends that left arm out, holds the defender off with his body and lays it in. Those types of plays are important to just kind of support what he's doing with the starters, right? You need to have that one guy when people are focusing on the Jays, and if Smart's in the game or if someone else is in the game that is more of a scoring threat. Richardson comes in, he can handle the ball a little bit, he can finish. It's a really important element to have off the bench.
Given the inconsistency we've seen throughout the season, what do you make of a pretty successful 10-6 month of January?
I mean, I think, first of all, a sign that things are improving. It could have been better. They had a couple of games. They had four games there that they could have won very easily. So even if you give them two of those games and make it a 12-4 month, people might be a little bit happier. But 10-6, considering that they've been playing 500, I think it's successful. And I think looking forward, the Celtics have an opportunity to make a nice little run to finish off this portion of the schedule getting into the All-Star break. I mean, I talked to Marcus Smart about it, and he said, look, we talked about the January doldrums and how the Celtics are getting hot or fully healthy at a time where most teams are starting to be like, all right, when's the All-Star break coming? And he said, like, we can't fall into that, and this would be a great time for us to make a run to catch a few teams that are starting to check out before the All-Star break. So this is a real opportunity. This was a good month for them, not a great month, but a good month, and they have a chance to finish great and make a run here where they can go 6-2 over their last eight games. And that changes the dynamic a lot, because all of a sudden they go from a 500 team to at that point it would be six games above 500, and that just changes the entire feeling around this team. So a big opportunity lies ahead.
All right, away from basketball, I must ask about this because I saw it on your Twitter page. I love good hot sauces. Tell me about these hot sauces that you've got up on Twitter that, frankly, look amazing.
Yeah, the crack sauce. It's a guy from Lowell. He's a former season ticket holder, and they make these great craft hot sauces. It's C-R-A-I-C, cracksauce.com. They have four flavors, and what I like about them is they are more ingredients for your food rather than just here's a bottle of hot that you put on your food, which is great. I love a bottle of hot myself, and they do have a Mill City Red named after Lowell that does accomplish that. But the other stuff, they have a pumpkin, they have a green chili, they have a curry, that flavor that really just adds depth and flavor. I'm Greek, so I'm a cook, and I'm required to cook for people. So when I'm cooking and I want a little bit of heat, like those really do kind of accentuate the food. I can pick which one works with my food and add some heat to it. It's, you know, and then look, small business guy operates out of Lowell. He's hiring local people. He's a Celtics fan, season ticket holder. Those are the type of businesses that I love to support.
Excellent. Well, I'm going to go online and check it out because I love hot sauce, and it sounds like these are great. So one more tip we get from John Corrales. We love it. Thanks, right. John.
You want me to do a weekly food thing? I can do that too.
We would love that. Listen, how much do we love hot sauce? Right here, an arm's length away in the studio, I've got a bottle of blueberry habanero hot sauce.
Nice.
Yeah.
Love it.
That's how serious we take it here. John, we thank you as always, and we'll check in with you again next Tuesday afternoon.
All right. Talk to you then.